to rock them. Then I heard my Adidas made me cop them. Stunner shades, I guess the trends to rock them is not my preference. But the song would not stop them. I'm seeing, I see it as a privilege and a blessing. Cause through rhyming, you can save the world and start confessing. Spit a message, and of course to entertain. But what piques our interest is a cotton picking shame. Beefing for record sales, it's a clever scam. What the industry's implying that we're all programmed. Giddy about the reply from the other artists. We buy, they get paid, so the two artists are the smartest. Then we take sides, it gets out of hand. All the while the industry is sitting back counting grands. If they die, they get two more to beef. It's a cycle, people, it happens every other week. Didn't you know that there's no more good music on the radio? That the rappers that you swear about are not original? That they rapping over their CDs at live shows with no substance in the songs, yo, they're set to blow. Being street credible is immeasurable. You can have that. All the while Patai is trying to be incredible. My rhymes are edible, cause my writing stays legible. Catch flack, man, of course is inevitable. It's like there's a checklist regarding making albums. You got the club bangers.
Yeah, man, we got them.
Made the latest dance craze.
Oh, yeah, man, we have it.
And you can't forget about the song or how you used to move powder. At last, it's not the rappers yet, it's the industry. I'm sure a label head will never be a friend to me. But never will I consider him an enemy. Which is why I stay doing this independently, you know? Your favorite rapper out got the wackest flow. A prerequisite to doing this, you gotta sling dope.